There was presumably one problem with goods trains is that they were very long, actually, and presumably if you had to cross various lines, then the length of the train would pose some problems.
Trains leaving Tokyo to go into London, if you had a Garrett loco, which was 90 foot in length, you would have 86 trucks. Now, realising that in those days, the wagons were three-link couplings, so that meant that you had somewhere in the region between 6 and 7 inches between each wagon. You were looking at something of a quarter of a mile in length before you had the gauge break at the back.
That would cause problems.
From one line to another. You've got to have sufficient time and sufficient room. Another portion, as regards of these very, very long trains, you could be on portions of the line that the train could be on 5 gradients at one time. At Market Harbour was a place like that. So then the skills that the driver was using and you were watching what he was doing your flying career would enable you to do the same thing when you become a driver.